Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 1 o'clock edition of the Radio Shopping Show. It's the most amazing show on the radio. I'm your host, Paul, and you're tuned into Paul in the PM. And right now we are joined with Mr. David Rose, and we are also joined by Darlene from Fall Diddly Craft Show. Hello, Darlene. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
And how are you doing today, Paul?
Doing pretty well.
That's good. No, I'm excited to have Darlene here. This is my third year actually working with the Fall Diddly. Had never heard of a Diddly before. And the picture that I had in my mind was so far off from what it actually is. And was just hoping maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. The Fall Diddly is actually part of two craft shows that the Mental Health Resource League for McHenry County puts on every year. Our Fair Diddly's in the spring, which is in Woodstock, but the one we're here to talk about today is the Fall Diddly, which is coming up on October 14th and 15th at the Boone County Fairgrounds in Belvedere. The Mental Health Resource League has been in existence probably from the late 60s, and this is actually going to be our 32nd annual Fall Diddly. And the whole reason the league had come together back in the 60s was a group of women in the McHenry area in McHenry County had wanted to create some sort of group that would fund mental health services for those in McHenry County. And the league has been in existence for a long time, and it's taken on a life of its own with these craft shows. But these two craft shows are two fundraisers that we do each year.
It's awesome. And, you know, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, 100% or the net proceeds from these shows actually go directly to 18 different agencies. And, you know, I was looking at the list of the different agencies and stuff. And, you know, how can you help our listeners, I guess, understand better of these, what these 18 different agencies are doing, like what type of mental health connections do they have, and connect with a little bit?
Sure. If you go to our website mhrl.org, you can actually see the 18 agencies, and they go from adult and child therapy services all the way down to Turning Point, which is for abused and battered women, that helps with domestic violence. So there's so many different agencies on this list that provide many services in many different ways. There's Mainstay Therapeutic Farm that helps, part of the money that we allocate helps people get scholarships so they can do therapeutic horseback riding. We do Big Brothers Big Sisters of McHenry County, which our money that we fund to them pays for background checks so kids can get, they call them bigs. Consumer credit counseling, a lot of people have stress and anxiety over money, so we help fund them so they can help people get their finances in order. So it really runs the gamut. Family Health Partnership Clinic is a health clinic in Crystal Lake, which exists for the uninsured of McHenry County, and they also receive a portion of our funds to help with mental health appointments as well.
Wow. So it's just, you hear the word Mental Health Resource League, and it's kind of like, you don't think of credit counseling, you don't think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but it's all those little pieces of the puzzle that you guys are, attacking by spreading this thing out over 18 different agencies. And tell me, what kind of money have you been able to raise
for these agencies? Each year, it just gets bigger and bigger, and every year we have our annual meeting in January, and that's when all the agencies come together and we distribute our funds. And this past January 2016, we gave away $230,000, and that's just money that was raised from two little craft shows.
Oh, wow. And little they aren't, because you guys are expanding this year. Over the past, you've had, I think, 7 tents. Now you're going to have 8. You had 300 different crafters, and now there's even more.
Right. This year they decided to expand because we get more and more requests from crafters to join our show because it is such a popular event. Between the 2 days, we see on average 15,000 shoppers come in to see what's going on. And they're really going to have some excitement this year because besides all the buildings that are on the fairground property, there's also an 8th tent, which will be filled to capacity. And if anyone's interested in being a crafter, our application goes on the website, like as of January 1st. And then there's jurying to be done like in March, and then everything's set for the year.
Yeah. So. And I love that term you just used, jurying, because there is a process to this whole thing. You guys just, you know, one of the reasons it's been so successful is that you don't just bring every and any crafter in. That person has to be, you know, recommended or suggested from other crafters. I mean, there's a whole process to this. Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Yep, we are looking for people that enjoy their craft, that are super creative, and that they make everything themselves. That's one of the key things, whether it be jewelry, woodworking, sewing, whatever it is, it's all handmade items. It's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, for those of you that may have just tuned in, this is David Rose, and I've got Darlene Pepke in from the Mental Health Resource League and the 2017 Fall Diddly. That is on the October 14th, Saturday, and Sunday, October 15th. And where can people go to get some more information, Darlene?
Actually, there's posts on Facebook for the Fair and Fall Diddlies, and then we also have our main website, which is mhrl.org, and it'll have all the information you're looking for.
That's awesome. And in case you're you know, wondering how to spell that, that's D-I-D-D-L-E-Y, Fall Diddly. And it's just an amazing event has happened. This is, again, the 32nd annual craft fair. And, you know, just I'm excited that this one is going to be the biggest, the best, better than any others in the past. And you've got to be proud of the work that you're doing.
I am. We're all proud of the work we do. We're a board of 17 volunteers that put this on every year, but we can't do it without the help of volunteers. All of our agencies send volunteers to help staff all areas of the Boone County Fairgrounds. But if anyone is interested in volunteering, you can also go to the website for that and just contact the website host, and they'll be able to tell you how you can come and volunteer. We'd appreciate all help.
Yes, and if you're wondering about volunteering, they could use help. They've got volunteer shifts that are available throughout the day, help in various areas, including check-in, bakery sales, raffle ticket sales, shopping bag sales, plant sales, publicity, traffic control, and all so that we can get more money for the Mental Health Resource League and the 18 different agencies that you give money toward. So thank you so much for coming in. I know you're busy, and thank you, Paul, for allowing us to break in here and tell the people about this amazing event.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm enjoying our partnership year after year with the promotion. Thank you.
Alrighty.
You're welcome, Darlene. Thanks for all that you do. All right, you're still tuned in to WRMN AM 1410. This is the Radio Shopping Show. We just spoke with Darlene Pepke from the Fall Diddly Craft Show. If you'd like more information, go check out Fall Diddly Craft Show. It's going to be going on Saturday, October the 14th, and Sunday, October the 15th.